Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Monday, August 11th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram as he answers questions about some new features on Instagram, like the Instagram map, the reposts feature, and some updates to the edits app. Additionally, he'll take some product suggestions, like the ability to add pictures to a carousel after it's posted. We'll have all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. We're doing a question and answer session with the head of Instagram, reviewing the recent Ask Me Anything session that he posted on his stories. Let's start with the new features. The first question has to do with the reposts feature. If you're not familiar, you can now reshare content to your feed on Instagram. Historically, you could only share content from your feed to stories directly, unless you did a screenshot or a video recording or something like that. The problem is if you had content that you had posted on your page, but someone else wanted to reshare it to their feed, they might either download it or screen record it and then share it, and you wouldn't get any credit. So now with the reposts, they can quickly reshare the content that you posted on your feed, and you will still get all the credit. Here's the answer to the question, where do all my reposts show up?
We launched reposts this week. And so when you repost something, it can show up in your friends' feeds. It will show up on your profile in a dedicated reposts tab. And if your friends go to the friends lane inside of the reels tab, and it was a reel, they will see it there as well, if they are friends with you, if they follow you. So check it out. Let me know what you think.
When this feature launched last week, I said that I really hope this means that people share less of content that they like to their stories as a way of promoting it and get stories back to what they originally were, which was people showing behind the scenes of their life, documenting their day, and doing a lot more creative things with stories. Hopefully it brings that back. The next question also has to do with reposts. When someone reposts my reel, do those views count on my original? Yes, they do. That's the beauty of the reposts feature.
Yes. One of the main reasons why we wanted to finally do reposts is we wanted to make sure that credit was going to the original content creator, and we want to be the best platform for creators out there. And so all of the views accrue back to the original post.
You know, every time Adam Mosseri says that he wants Instagram to be the best platform for creators, I think, no, I don't know that that is actually true. YouTube pays creators so much more money every year, and it's documented. You can see how much YouTube pays creators versus how much Instagram pays creators, and you can compare that to the profits that each company makes as a whole. And since YouTube pays creators so much more than Instagram pays creators, I have to think that Instagram does not want to be the place for creators. They just want to be the place that creators post content that they do not have to pay for. And those are two very different things. Okay, let's move on to the next questions, which have to do with the new Instagram map feature. Many people are concerned about the map feature because they do not want their location showing up without their permission. I covered this last week on the weekend edition of the show. Definitely go back to listen to that if you haven't already. The first question, is my location automatically being shared? The answer to that question is no, but you may have shared your location with Instagram in the past when you tagged a place that you were at or a place that you were making a post from, and people may be able to see that on the map because a post you made recently had a tagged location in it. Here's Adam's answer to the question, is my location automatically being shared?
Absolutely not. We're never going to share your location without someone actually actively asking to do so. I know there's a lot of confusion this week with the friend map. The way it works is if you want to share your location, your live location, you can do that either with followers you follow back, which we call friends, your close friends list, or a custom list that you curate, or nobody, but the default is nobody. And if you post a photo or a story or a reel and you add a location to it, then that post can show up on the map. But that, again, is something that you have to decide that you want to do. There's been some confusion. I think people sometimes are thinking that when they give permission to the app to see location, that they're actually sharing the location. That's not the case. Or when they see a story from someone that has a location, that person is sharing their live location. That is also not the case. We're going to try to clean up the design as quickly as possible to make sure people are not confused.
Okay, let's go on to the next question about the map. how do I avoid my posts showing up on the map? Good question.
So just to be super clear, if you post something, it's not going to show up on a map unless you add a location to it, which you have been able to do for a long time and has always been able to be seen on that post and even on a map. But if you don't want your posts or your stories or your reels to show up on maps, just don't add a location to it and it cannot show up on a map.
Let's move on to our next question. Heard there are some new edit updates this week. Anything exciting? Here's Adam's answer.
Yeah, we're launching new things every week. This week we did DM a draft and you can increase the volume up to 150% and some improvements to how we show the edits attribution in the Reels viewer. So when you're seeing a reel that was created with edits, you know, we try and only show you that little attribution if you're actually interested in possibly downloading edits. Last week we did keyframe curves. I know keyframes were long coming and they were improved. Before that, we added a bunch of effects, I think some improvements to the audio teleprompter and more fonts the week before that. More to come. Our team's cranking. They're doing great work. And every week, we're going to try to ship more improvements, some small, some big. But edits is becoming more and more of a thing every day.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a feature suggestion that Instagram needs to incorporate and if it's okay to skip a day or two from posting regularly on Instagram. Stick around. Welcome back. We're continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and this one has to do with fake accounts and bots. The question, does Meta/Instagram actively remove bots, fake followers, profiles, etc.? Here's Adam's answer.
Yes, we are always working to identify bots and fake accounts and remove them. They are actually quite sophisticated. They're usually run by scammers and spammers who are trying to pretend to be real users. So instead of just commenting every second of every hour of the day, they pretend to be asleep, they come on and offline, but we try to identify them by suspicious behavior. We look for lots of pings from the same IP. We look for at the content itself. We look for accounts often using very old versions of Instagram. But it is a cat and mouse game. It's one that we're going to have to continue to invest in forever.
Since we're talking about fake accounts and bots and fake followers and all that kind of stuff, I want to remind you that if you get certain spam comments on your posts or certain DMs with the same words all the time, that is a great chance to use the hidden words. For some reason, I was always getting messages inviting me to buy followers. So I used hidden words and I put in the words buy followers and I never see the DMs asking for me to buy followers anymore. It is so easy to do and well worth the 30 seconds that it takes. So if you're getting a lot of DMs or messages about specific topics or comments about specific topics, you could just block them and never think about it again. Hidden words is a fantastic feature on Instagram. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Posting reels every day and skipping a day or two, does it affect the algorithm? Here's Adam's answer.
No. If you post every day and you skip a day, it's not going to affect your reach. If you do stop posting for a long period of time, like a month or two, it will affect your reach. That is not on purpose. We're trying to correct that, but that is just because we've got less data that is recent to rank based on. So we're trying to figure out how to address that. But no, you can absolutely skip a day, a couple of days. Don't worry about it.
Don't burn out. If you need to take some time off from posting on Instagram, take time off. The point is for this platform to be fun, not to be exhausting. The last question we're going to talk about today, can you add pics to a carousel after it's posted? No, you cannot. And this is a very annoying feature. Instagram definitely needs to add this.
You cannot, though that would be cool. So I will talk to the team about it. You can delete a piece of media, so a photo or a video from a carousel after you post it, but you cannot reorder the carousel after you post it or add an additional photo or video. But those are both cool things that we should be able to figure out how to do at some point.
You know, we have talked about that feature on the show before, now that I think about it. I'm not sure that Adam Mosseri actually added it to the product backlog. Somebody needs to do that on the Instagram team. If anyone from Instagram is listening, make sure you add the ability to add a picture to the carousel after it's posted to your product backlog. That is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like a weekly recap of all the things that I talked about on the show, I send out a weekly email newsletter. You can sign up for that using the link in the show notes, or you can go to my profile on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media and you can get the link to sign up there. I send out an email on Monday evenings with a recap of all the stories that I talked about throughout the week, categorized. So there's an Instagram category, a meta category, an AI news category, and so forth. Definitely check it out. The link to sign up you can find in the show notes. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should be aware of.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency. But I got a lot of spam, just put in the work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full-time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.